Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It is time, Danny, to give out some game balls to the best and some gassers to the worst.
What's his name? Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. You know what would be a good idea? And I mean this. A weekly radio hit. Hear me out. You and me talk to Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt every week. Would that be a good idea? Would that be something that people might be interested in? What a game for the young fella. I know the fumble happened, but so did a whole bunch of other productive stuff. He was powerful. He was quick. He displayed vision. He displayed burst. He caught the ball out of the backfield. Pets' heads were falling off. He was awesome. Two tutties.
Cliff Kingsbury thought he was really, really good. They had another wildcat look where Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, based on backfield motion, kind of comes to his side and gets behind the center, and Daniels gets behind him, and then they've got Debo in motion, and it looks like they're going to go like triple option or something wacky. And it just turns into Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt barreling downhill for a bunch of yards. They do so many different things, eye candy stuff, unique wrinkles in the run game off of stuff they've done the week earlier or earlier in the game. Cliff is just constantly in his bag. They ran option in this game for a 3rd-and-1 that worked beautifully to get a first down. They had another play they did not. I'm going to have to find this because it's one of those things, I don't know how many people noticed it, but it was the thing that I always want teams to do. They had a designed run for Jaden off the right side, and then Debo on the sideline just kind of comes back a couple of yards, and he's waiting for one of these thrown laterals, like a rugby play, where Jaden, as he, you know, if there's nothing there, almost like an option, could just sling it out to the field to Debo, and then he could catch the ball and barrel downhill. Put that one in your back pocket, because that's coming back at some point. There's just these little things, right? It's a really good defense you're playing. I thought having a designed run on the second play of the game was also tremendous. And the reason why was, number one, it shows everybody, we're not worried about this knee, so settle down. But secondly, the Chargers have done a terrible job defending quarterback runs all year, and you show that right as soon as you get off the bus, you're showing that to say, you better account for this guy, because he can run today. I think it helps your traditional running game with Kroski-Merritt. I think it helps your passing game to get Jaden going. He ran for 40 yards in the game, about 5 a pop. Cliff had a great day.
Debo. Oh, bleep, Debo coming. My God, is he awesome. I love Debo Samuel. I was thrilled with the transaction. That's a great move. I would give up another 5th-rounder if they asked me. I'd do it right now, sight unseen. 8 for 96 and a touchdown, a long of 22. He is not a deep threat. He is not a take-the-top-off-the-defense guy. Everything short of that, though, he is. He is a weapon. Even if he's not getting the football, he demands attention. That level of skill and power and toughness, and Cliff Kingsbury's doing the right thing where you just invent ways to get good guys the football. Like, too many years, too many offensive coordinators have been going, well, he lines up outside, I don't know what else to do because they're doubling him. You don't do that. You do what Kingsbury does with Debo Samuel. It's a different way every time. It requires a lot of the player, but a guy with that skill set can do it, and he is doing it for this offense. He is the engine.
Matt Gay has made 8 consecutive field goals. He's now 9 of 12 on the season. Bobby Wagner, 14 tackles in the box, traditionally kind of between the tackles, getting people on the ground, not asked to do a lot in space, better plan, better execution, and getting him into areas where he can thrive, and I thought he did really, really well. Quan Martin, forced fumble, changed the world. From 10-0, could have been 17-0, to 10-7, without you, where are the Washington Commanders today? Mikey Sanders still, back-to-back weeks with an interception, 2 straight weeks where you've noticed Mikey Sanders still making a huge play. He was headed for a gasser. In fact, I'll give him a quick gasser. On special teams, Mikey Sanders still jumping off sides, but the net balance was positive in the game, and I'll do one more. How in the hell did Luke McCaffrey catch that pass? 50-yard deep post with a guy literally tackling him as he's catching it. Concentration, I guess, is the answer. That was an incredible play.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
This idiot, this jackass, this bloviating, self-important, red-cheeked loser on the radio thought that the Chargers would dominate Washington and said as much. That guy's stupid. And you tell him I said so. Randy Douya, I think the idiot's name is. Gasser for that guy.
Jalen Lane, 3rd and 16, small window. I think receivers who barely get opportunities can be likened into somewhat analogous to hitters that never get to play or get at bats. I actually think it's a lot harder when you're just kind of throwing one or two footballs.
Great analogy. Right, like, on. Yep.
You don't get to get in rhythm. You don't get to really feel the game and the flow of things. It's two targets basically a week right now for guys like Luke and Lane. And you're just supposed to make the play when you get the chance, or everyone hates your guts and thinks you can't play. What a catch by Jalen Lane. And in a big-time spot to get the boys going.
Dorrance Armstrong. Okay, Dorrance Armstrong. Go ahead and have two more sacks, buddy. Is that five through five games? How about a couple career highs on the horizon for Dorrance Armstrong? Continuing his hotness. Dorrance Armstrong hot right now. Coming from the postseason, carrying it over to right now, that dude is balling.
I'll split a game ball, Von Miller and Jacob Martin, because they split sacks constantly. Von Miller, much better game or more noticeable game. I'm a little bit salty, Danny, because I called a two-sack Von Miller game.
You did call
week.
That.
I didn't get it.
No.
I got a 1.5 sack game because he got gypped out of a half
sack. I think you need to get credit for that.
I don't get any credit. I said he would.
Who
have,
decides? Can we decide?
Well, the stat box. The stat box?
Yeah.
What's the stat box?
It's the box of stats.
Okay. The stat box decides, and it says he did not have two sacks. I said he would have two. He had 1.5.
Yeah.
By the way, Jacob Martin's my guy. He likes to, like, skateboard and listen to Avril Lavigne, and they just, like, wear trucker hats that are camo. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on there. Yeah. Baggy jeans, JNCOs or something. That guy is cool, but he's also a good football player. When they sign him, I'm, like, looking at his stat box from his career, like, with the Bears and, like, 11 other teams in 6 years, and I'm like, yeah, this guy won't make the team. Jacob Martin can play. I like watching him as a pass rusher. He is a hustle double in waiting.
Listen, it's not your fault that you're Chris Moore. Like, it's not the plan. It was never going to be the plan. It's not supposed to be the plan. It shouldn't be happening. It's the Reed Dowdy corollary. You don't blame Reed Dowdy for being Reed Dowdy. When Jaden does the magical thing and he turns badness into greatness.
That's probably his best play of the day.
And but it's not like he threw it badly. He put it just right there. Ah, it's in those hands. Touchdown is so important. Those touchdowns are so important. It's the most important thing. It's that football. You got to hold that football. When he puts it there, you got to hold it. Not a remarkable catch, not a game changer, not a how did he come down with that one, guys? Let's go to the replay. Ah, it's right there. That's for a touchdown. It's the most important thing you can do on the field. It's the number one thing, and it's your job, and he did it for you. Just catch the ball, man. That's what I got.
It what that play was, have you ever, you've left your car somewhere, okay, overnight, maybe just trying to be responsible or whatever. And so the next morning, You need your buddy to help you get back to your car, okay? Jaden Daniels drove to your house. You got in his car. He drove you to the vehicle 27 miles away. You get there. You get out. You didn't bring your keys. Daniels did everything. He put in so much work. He helped you so much. All you have to do is bring your keys. Just accept this.
Just make a little house.
Wonderful gift that I'm giving you.
Just like pretend that you're going to get some water from a faucet. Okay? Put your hands together. Cup them. Cup those hands. And then just go right there. And the ball's going to hit you right there.
Yeah, that was a great play. I also loved, he made a really, really good throw to Debo. It was like a moon ball on the goal line where he was trying to throw a touchdown. And it was like a broken up play. And he was so well covered. I'm like, there's no chance this is going to be a score. And it almost was because Daniels made a great throw. There were a few of those in the game where you go, he deserved a little better on that play. The shades of the Bengals play at the end of the game, making a play very few quarterbacks can make on the road to put a team away with the 4th-and-7 call, which was awesome. That was great coaching, by the way. 4th down, you either go for that, and if you don't get it, they've got to go basically 92 yards or whatever, down by 10. Or you could kick it and make it 13, but no.
Because it's a two-score game regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's just go for it, see if we score here. If you don't, then they got to go further with less time. So that I just thought it was really smart, rare that you see that kind of thinking, but they did all the right things there. Let's go to the phones. Mark is in Landover Hills on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
Top of the day to you, gentlemen. Great show.
Buddy.
Hey, my gasser has got to be for Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive line and tight ends and wide receivers and the blocking schemes and situating Bill to perform at a high level for the team and himself and showing people once again that the guys with their hands in the dirt, that's where the games are won and lost, fellas. Those guys in the trenches, man. And I know you got other people calling. Hey, you guys make sure.
Appreciate
you, dude. Yeah, the O-line. I think he said Gasser, he probably meant game ball.
I think he's going game ball there.
But the O-line, I thought, was sensational.
That'd be tough to make them run a lap after
he's
yesterday.
Like, everybody that blocks so well for all the running holes and Merritt and everybody.
They dominated
Gasser.
The line of scrimmage. Go run a lap.
That group was good.
Bargov and Gaithersburg, you're on G&D. Game ball and Gasser.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
only Gasser, Chris Moore, for obvious reasons. I want to give kudos to the coaching staff. You know, both coordinators were seeing the matrix slowed down, really conducting the orchestra in a zone. Defense proved to be a smart, buy-low, distressed asset after the Falcons in the first quarter of this game, so shout out to them for bouncing back. But we need that pass rush and the opportunistic turnovers. That's really crucial for us.
And they had it in this game.
That's right.
Pass rush in spades, A-plus effort there, and you got 2 takeaways for the first time all season. We're going to talk in the 4 o'clock hour about the defense. Did they turn a corner? Do you feel better about them? How much of this was them figuring some things out? How much was just taking advantage of a horrific Chargers, injury-riddled offensive front that's not really NFL caliber when you played them yesterday? Not who you play, but when you play them kind of thing. We'll get into that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But I know this, after the performance in Atlanta, to have a 10-point game defensively where you don't allow a point in the last 3 quarters. I mean, the Chargers scored 3 points with a field goal from 55 at 2:57 to go in the first. From that point on, they didn't score again. And I think you would have gotten odds to become rich today on that on a sports book somewhere if you would have bet it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.